Victor and Candy, a loving man, and little that ere they didn't grow. They start with laughter, and with a beer. Victor and Candy, a loving man, Victor and Candy, in the dark house. In the dark house again.
Cooey!
Oh my God. Sorry, Lord. He's here again. That's three times today.
You'll have to speak to him, Ken.
Sorry, Vicar. I thought I heard you earlier. I've been rather busy.
Oh, I'm just passing. I was wondering how things were going.
Very well, actually. Some good ideas coming from the boys. They're keen, there's no doubt about it.
Oh, splendid. Well done.
They've decided they'd like an outdoor facility, and we thought we might build it here. You know, backwood stuff, bit of cooking, that sort of thing.
Can we actually do that, Kenneth? Don't we need some kind of permission?
Oh, don't you worry, Vicar. Leave it with us. We'll sort it out. Mind, we're going to need a fair bit of wood for the hut.
Young Nicholas Bradshaw is in your little group. His father, with whom I am well acquainted. A member of our bridge club, don't you know? Owns a timber yard. He's a jolly good fellow. Perhaps he could be persuaded to help. I'll have a word.
That would be wonderful, Vicar.
Right. Must get on. A wedding to organise. Toodle-pip.
You didn't mention the money the boys have already raised, Ken.
All in good time, Peter, all in good time.
Ken, how's Percy this fine morning?
I meant to tell you he's slung his hook.
Gone? Well, why didn't you tell me?
Well, I know how close you two have become, like. I was a bit anxious about breaking it to you.
Well, that's very considerate of you, Ken, but have you thought of that reward you mentioned for a safe return? We ain't got him now, have we?
Hey, I'm impressed, Peter. We'll make a yokel of you yet.
By that you mean we're going out searching?
No, Peter, I'm ahead of you. I've got some keen-eyed scouts on the job as we speak.
Shouldn't we be with them?
No, got to be here for the timber delivery.
Ah, right, and when were you intending to let me in on that?
It's all the burden of management. It's a heavy one. Hey, up we're on.
All that lot? For us?
Well, turns out the Bradshaws don't the things be halves.
Brownie points for local elections coming up, I suspect.
Hey, you lot! You can't leave that on the allotment!
Can you give us a hand with these doors? Oh, and have you perchance got a tarpaulin? We'll need to keep it dry, you know, the timber.
You can't leave it there!
Tell you what. Fetch your little chair, take the weight off your feet, have a cup of Peter's coffee. It's only for the weekend.
Just for the weekend, you say? I shall want me tarpaulin back.
Annie, when have I ever let you down?
Still waiting for me tiramisu.
Look, lads, thanks for trying to find Percy. We won't give up just yet, but there's a more pressing issue. I shall need you all here first thing in the morning. We begin the big build.
Coffee all right, Annie?
It'll do. I'll be on my way now. Chickens to feed.
Well, a nice quiet afternoon ahead, Ken.
Oh, no. We've got to lay some slabs for the shed.
Slabs?
I thought you wanted your own shed. Be reasonable, Peter. Courtesy of Bradshaw, he's sending over a foreman tomorrow to supervise the build. All we've got to do is level a bit of ground at the side of my shed and lay a few slabs. Chuck in a bit of cement and Bob's your uncle. The Upper Bensford Outdoor Facility.
It's true if you could get a night out for this. But there's just one thing, Ken. I don't want to be involved in any publicity.
Duly noted, I will not ask.
I thought the vicar's speech was most fitting.
Aye, but that bloke Bradshaw lapped up most of the honours. By the way, where were you?
Low profile, borrowed the pantry for a couple of hours.
A scout leader, Peter, you're going to have to come up with a committee to oversee things.
Stop you there, Ken. Stop you there. I'm very much a background man.
But they'll expect it. Hang on. Thinking about it, I reckon old man Bradshaw being at the helm. He could milk the political benefits, couldn't he? Community initiative and all that. I'll mention it to the vicar when I tender my resignation. I've done my bit.
You could mention the money that the boys raise when you hand over the reins. There's bound to be consumables to buy.
Peter, we do not buy. We acquire. Procurement. Free gratis.
I reckon you've seen a good earner somewhere.
We are a little different from the vicar in our endeavours, Peter. We're part of the great Christian fellowship, giving and receiving.
But you prefer to receive an earthly reward than wait for the heavenly one, eh, Ken? A peaceful evening gone, Ken. Somebody's coming.
Hey, the light's fading a bit, but it can't be.
It's Annie, in a frock. She's got legs.
I always thought she were on casters.
Be quiet, she'll hear you.
Good evening, boys. I've misjudged you.
The boys have all gone home, Annie.
I meant you boys, both of you. Although I didn't see much of you this afternoon, Peter. Are you camera shy? Nah, no matter. What you've done is marvellous. I don't even mind you losing me tarpaulin. Kids round here need a place to be and you've got them provided it.
It was really all down to Mr. Bradshaw and the vicar.
I ain't blind. The vicar's got a good heart, but he'd struggle to blow a balloon up by himself. And Bradshaw, well, he'll be looking for medals and there's no more room on his chest. No, I'm proud of you.
That's very nice of you to say so, Annie. I'm sorry, but we're just locking up for the night.
No rush, Ken. I expect Annie would like a cup of coffee.
Here, I got something for you, Ken. I wrestled it off the postie. You weren't about when he came by yesterday and he wanted to take it back. It's addressed to Ken, the Mothman. Care of Benford Village. Funny address, but you're the only Ken I know as likes moths.
Well, I never said.
It must be you. I've seen you with your torch and flapping bed sheets.
I think I'll make that coffee.
It's nice in here. Cosy. Oh, I nearly forgot. Here you are. Homemade lemon curd. Lovely with hot buttered toast.
Stay there, Annie. I've got something for you. There you go. As promised, a nice bit of tiramisu. I've wrapped it up so you can take it with you.
I thought we were having another coffee, Ken.
No, that's all right. I'm off to the WI, teaching them to knit.
I think you're in trouble there, Kenneth. The vicar might be having another wedding to sort out soon.
It might be a funeral, yours, if you persist with that rubbish.
I couldn't resist, Ken. Your face was such a picture. Hey, what's with the tiramisu?
I don't know if you deserve your bit.
This veranda's a nice touch, Ken. And the supper was quite something. Smoked salmon, blimey. I won't ask where it came from.
Over-catering for the dignitaries. Always happens.
Are you going to open that parcel?
Blimey. I'm speechless. Taffy's died.
Who's Taffy?
Here, read it for me, would you? I'm a bit choked.
Dear Ken, I hope this reaches you. We didn't have a proper address. I lost Taff in February and he wanted you to have it. Best wishes, Lily.
Poor old Lil.
Hey, there's another note tied to the lamp, Ken. This is the one the quartermaster couldn't find. Keep up with the lepidoptery. Ta-ra, me old mucker. Signed, Taff.
Well, it's another starry night, Pete.
Here you are, Ken. I put a bit extra in it. So, tell me about the moths.
I didn't think you'd be interested. Me and Taff studied them. Reckon it kept us sane at times. Guard duty without moths, unthinkable.
You collect them?
Not really, I just study them. Them collectors go mad for rarity, you know. That's why they're so rare, because they stick pins in them.
You don't collect them, then?
No. I draw them. Well, paint them, actually.
You're a dark horse. What do you reckon's the best moth you've ever seen?
Tiger moth.
They named a plane after that.
Aye. That big bear stood in the sky, look. Tell you what, in honour of Taff, let's have a song. You can sing it. I'm still a bit choked. I'll pass you the guitar.
Why don't you get the harmonica out? It'll go down well with this one.
A silent song of falling star lights up a purple sky. As I wonder where you are, I'm so lonesome I cry. And I've never seen a night so long. When time goes crawling by, the moon just went behind the cloud to hide.